the Tennessee Titans open the season against the Oakland Raiders, they are going to start a completely different secondary than what they opened the 2016 season with. Mike Keith, the 2016 starting corners are no longer on this team. So who are going to be the starting corners in 2017?
We've got to start with the big free agent signing, and that, of course, is Logan Ryan, who led the world champion New England Patriots in tackles a year ago. Ryan is an excellent tackler. He can play all over the field. He gives Tennessee the veteran presence that they need. First-round pick Adoree Jackson, exactly what the Titans thought as they watched him in OTAs. He's incredibly fast, he's aggressive, and he plays the football. But don't forget about LaShawn Sims. Fifth-round pick last year, Sims' size, length, and smarts have him in the serious mix for playing time. Bottom line, Ryan, Jackson, and Sims are clearly Tennessee's top three cornerbacks and all could be on the field together in the five defensive back packages. But don't forget veteran Bryce McCain. McCain had two interceptions last season, and even in his ninth year, he remains one of the fastest Titans. Dick LeBeau loves his smarts. He could end up playing in sub-packages again this year. Also pushing for playing time, 2016 draft pick Kalen Reed, another versatile athlete. Second-year defensive backs Ty Smith and Dejon Smith, and free agent signee Demontre Hurst, who had 14 tackles for the Chicago Bears last season.
At safety, let's talk about the new guy, Jonathan Cyprien.
Cyprien is a tackler, 126 total hits a year ago, and he is an enforcer-type mentality at 220-plus pounds, which to me really makes him the perfect pairing with second-year safety Kevin Byard. Byard isn't afraid to tackle in the run game, but his potential as a ball-hawking center fielder really gets the coaches excited. The third safety is veteran Denoris Searcy, who's no longer a starter, but he really continues to carry himself like a starter in the way that he works and prepares. According to the coaching and personnel staff, Searcy had a great offseason. Also at safety, another big man with thumping power, 225-pound Brendan Trawick. Trawick is better known for his special teams prowess, but he looks like someone who can provide quality depth in the secondary.
Mike, give me a wild card among the defensive backs.
Let's go with Curtis Riley. He's been here since 2015, was on the active roster for the majority of last year. He's a safety who has spent a good deal of his career at cornerback, so he's versatile, which also means he's the type of athlete who should be available to help on special teams.
So how many defensive backs do you see the Titans keeping in 2017?
Normally that number is 10. You ask yourself the question, is it six corners and four safeties, or is it five and five, or do you keep one more total, or do you keep one less? I think for the defense, this is the part of the team with the most open roster spots to fight for as we enter training camp.
That's been a preview of this Titans secondary. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about special teams.